Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
What's up, people? What's up, people?
We are back. Welcome
with another conversation today, y'all.
Yeah.
And I've been on the airwaves for the past week, not liking what I've been seeing about our brothers and sisters
Come
in Christ.
Let's start there. Yes.
I wasn't too happy, and it's cool because you know I want to talk about it today. You know what I'm saying? We have a celebrity married couple that has really been kind of like the focal point of social media, all over YouTube, all over, and everybody has been posting their opinions, man.
And it's
and like I said, it's cool, but we just want to kind of talk about it today because I believe as a body of Christ, we failed them.
We
failed them.
Yeah.
So we're gonna pray. And I'm Pastor Jay, y'all. I'm Pastor Jay.
Yeah.
How y'all for coming in, man?
We're going
to come on, get in here. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity, God, to bless your people, to bless us, God, because, God, it ministers to us first, God, and we just thank you, God, for allowing us this opportunity to share with your people, God, and those who are chiming in, God. We ask you to look on everybody. Look on every marriage, God. Oh, touch every relationship, God, because we know, God, that relationships and you are important, God, and we just going to bless your name because we desire to be different but impactful. In Jesus' name we
pray.
Amen. Thank y'all. Hey, Sharice, how you doing, sis?
Sis, what's up?
Today we talking about the Megan Good and Devon Franklin. I'm not going to say saga.
No,
it's not a saga.
It's not a saga. It's a real situation.
It's an issue, man. And I've been watching on Facebook and YouTube how a lot of people have been saying, you know, oh, this is a celebrity couple, and they were, hey, cuz, how you doing? They were celebrity couple, and this celebrity couple has been like an idol for a lot of people who really model their marriages, you know what I'm saying?
Relationship goals for their marriage, right.
Because they were saying these people, they were giving out, learning how to stay celibate, you know what I'm saying?
They're doing this. Yeah.
And all of a sudden, they go through a divorce now. Now they're the talk of the town, and I'm a little saddened by that because they are Christians, man. They are Christians
first.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And because they're Christians, does not negate them from going through issues.
No.
So it's like they made a cry because everybody's cry is different, and we don't understand like sometimes what people's cry look like.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? And understanding a person's cry, a cry for help, a cry for look, I need God right now.
Yeah.
I need to understand some things. Like, you know, so it's like I feel like we missed their cry. We missed their cry for help.
Yeah, and you know what? Being that you said we missed their cry.
Yes.
The thing that really got me when we were talking, first of all, I want to say I didn't when you first told me we were going to discuss this relationship as far as what's going on social media and stuff, I didn't want to put my mouth on it.
I mean, we almost
had an argument because I was like, I'm not putting my mouth on their marriage, their divorce or whatever's going on with them.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that because I wouldn't want anybody to do that to me. And then I started praying for them. Because when you're going through a situation like what they're going, they're people. And I know it's some pain there. It's some brokenheartedness there.
Mm-hmm.
But what we have done is these people that have given so much to relationships, I feel like what we have done was we missed their heart. They have been transparent. How hard is that? that when you're the guru now for relationship goals for the world, yeah, for so to say, all of a sudden now when things are bad in your life and things are not going the way everything that you've been ministering mm-hmm. seems to portray, then what happens is everybody started.
Tanny, you cuz.
Everybody started like, well, if they not gonna make it, if they didn't make it, then what? There's no hope for any. Come on, it's like we took their situation and made it about us. Wow. Megan Good, to me, she had a couple of instances.
There was one video. Sorry to cut you.
Go ahead, because you know I'm gonna talk about it.
Yeah, I know. There was one video where they put up where the lady was talking about how she was dressed as a first lady.
Right, everybody's talking about this video.
You gonna cover up, ain't you? And it's like, wow, like it's like so crazy because what does holiness look like?
And it's not that.
That is my question. What does holiness look like? Is there a certain look for holiness?
Even more so than that, this woman now, I don't know how she was raised, whether she was raised in the church or not,
hey,
but
Kim,
all of this is new to her. So so it's like, did we even give God an opportunity to process her into the place he needed her to be in before we jumped on her in our judgmental ways? And we're talking about the cry of her heart. Her heart's cry was, my spirit is sensitive. A lot of the stuff that Christian people are saying to me is hurting me, basically. Like, they're judging me. Not only do I have to receive the judgment from the world and the people in the arena that I'm already in, now, because I've decided to fall in love with a man of God, mm-hmm. I have to now endure scrutiny from people who are supposed to be the main people that are supposed to love me mm-hmm. and be patient with me.
That's right.
And give me the grace that God wanted to give me so that I will have an opportunity to change.
That's right.
From the inside out.
Yes. Do you know how hard it is? Do you know how hard it is to see?
What's up, Kimmy?
To see children go through, because first of all, relationships, well, parenting, parents are the first relationship outside of God that's the most important relationship mm-hmm. to kids. And when kids see that parents don't work out, mm-hmm. they deal with that rejection or that missing parent being gone. Mm-hmm. That follows them for a long time if they don't really deal with it. Mm-hmm. So could you understand how it is for a child to feel like, wow, I got to almost take sides. I got, you know what I'm saying? I got to actually take on my parents'
adult
issues.
Stuff,
so
right?
Now, so something that doesn't have anything to do with me, I have to get involved with this because I'm in the middle. So, do you understand how it is for a child to go through that, to be in the position of neglect, disappointment, rejection? Do you know the anger that comes with that? Mm-hmm. Now we don't even know, and I say that to say that we don't even know.
I was trying to figure out where you was going.
Yeah, we don't know whether these young people, Devon Franklin and Megan Good, we don't know whether they were one of those kids that had to deal with those issues coming up, learning, you know what I'm saying, whether their parents were in a situation that caused some hurt in what they're going through. So when I see this, when it ended up in a divorce, I'm actually glad that they were honest because what it did was showed us what to pray for.
Can you imagine how hard it was for them to be honest?
Yes.
We don't know what, and I like that you said, we don't know. We don't know what their background was. We don't
know what their background was.
We don't know anything that they were going through. Everybody have their opinion. Everybody said, well, I heard one pastor say something like, well, I saw in the spirit that they weren't equally yoked. How do you know that?
Mr. Yoker,
how do you know
Mr. Yoker?
No, we're not coming. For
no,
people.
No, no. I'm not coming
I'm just
for
saying,
people.
I didn't understand that. How do you know?
How do you know the measure of where somebody's spiritual life is?
And
you
then some people were saying they must not have been keeping it real behind in their home,
what's
and
up,
then
fam?
Came out to us, giving
Maurice.
Us all. No, they were being obedient to God. What about what they did was not like God? They helped women who didn't think they could stop having sex with men, or they felt pressured to. They helped women to feel that it was okay to be celibate, that it was a beautiful thing to be celibate.
Yes, yes.
They helped marriages. They helped relationships. They helped. They were obedient.
They were obedient to God. God doesn't have a respect to person on whom he uses. Right. He uses people who says, yes, I'm a willing vessel to be used.
And now that they're going through their problems, all the stuff that they did for the world, now the world has said, oh, well, look. See, so it's like we're pointing the finger at them. We're trying to say, well, I knew that they weren't going to work out because she does this and he does this. How do we know?
That's right.
How do we know what God's plan was for this marriage?
Discipleship, people of God. This is the opportunity. It's so crazy because we sing about these songs every Sunday. I need you. You need me.
We all are part of God's family. But as soon as a wounded soldier comes, come on now.
We want to kick them to the curb. What happened to...
We run.
We are part of this family. This is a family. A body of Christ. We are brothers and sisters in Christ.
That's our brother and our sister.
And we are supposed to lift them up, not tear them down. Not even look at them as, oh, wow, their marriage didn't work, then marriage didn't work.
Then all of a sudden it becomes about our stuff.
That don't mean that God can't even restore them to be... That don't mean that God can't restore them.
It's not over until God says it's over. And then we don't know what God is doing.
Hey, June, thank you.
See, the reason why it's titled, We Failed Them. As Christians, I believe that so where was the prayer when we found out that this was going on?
Man, I remember growing up, man.
I'm not finished.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm not finished. I got to say this.
My bad.
Now,
I'm sorry.
It was a lot. Now, she was saying stuff like, you know, I still like the church. I don't feel comfortable in the church because of the people. And her heart was bleeding because of rocks that was thrown at her from us, Christians.
Mm-hmm.
We had rocks in our hand that said, disrespectful. She's not a first lady. She don't dress this way. She, and he letting her. I even heard some people say, he don't have a backbone. He let her do whatever. How do we know this? So we had all of these rocks, and we were throwing them at their relationship and throwing them at them as individuals. And then when they fall, we have the nerve to say, see, look what happened.
That's right.
Where were we? They gave so much. Where were we?
Man, I remember.
Oh, you had to cut me off, baby, because I was going to go.
I thought she was.
No. You good. Because this is really hurting me. Yeah, this is bothering me.
It did bother me a little bit, but I remember growing up.
Derek.
I used to go to, what's up, Derek, brother-in-law? I used to go to this church, St. John, Five Baptized Holiness.
Come on
church.
Now, talk about Timothy the Five Baptized Holiness.
Timothy Wright wrote a song about that church.
Come on.
St. John. You can hear them having church two blocks down the street.
Yeah.
But the reason why you heard them two blocks down the street because of their testimony service.
Come on.
Now, the testimony, that was the part of the service that everybody wanted to be a part of.
Right.
Because really, we told each other's business. Like, I mean, we knew what was going on because they would get up and testify about it. But their testimony was not, it was because they were putting it in the hands of people who they knew that was going to pray for them.
Right.
So, like, if somebody got up and said, I thank God because I done had no food. I didn't make it this week, but God knows I made it, but without no food, and God blessed me, and I'm in church believing that God's going to still bless me.
Come on.
And then now we start shouting because we believe
everybody
that she's going to bless, and you don't even know, like, some of the mothers used to walk around the church and hand her $5.
$5.
You know, back in the day, $5 was a lot of money.
And just hold your head.
Yeah, just hold your head while they're shouting and throw $5 in there, boy. So you can get you somebody else come and give you $2.
Right.
Because, you know, that was a lot of money. And it was like, yes. Oh, yes, we're going to praise him for you.
Yes.
We're going to praise for your victory.
Right.
We're going to praise him for how you're going to come out of it. Because if you're believing God, we're going to believe him with you.
Yeah.
But the thing is that even if there's, like we believe that, I believe that they didn't lose faith. I don't believe Megan Good and this man, Devon Franklin, lost faith. I believe I don't believe they lost faith.
They were under attack.
I believe that they were real, truly under
attack.
There's
a spiritual attack against what they were
not
doing.
Against flesh and blood, but
come
against
on.
Principalities and wicked high places.
There
like
was
that.
A spiritual attack against their ministry.
Uncle Rob, what's up,
they
man?
Were purposed, right? So imagine this. Imagine the fact that the enemy played his hand and he good at what he does. Now we have to, yes, as an opponent, he handling business. So imagine the attack of all of these church people coming, yeah, at her all kind of ways. Imagine just her trying to help him understand how she was feeling in certain ways. And he's supportive and saying, baby, I got you. He praying. But all of these people with the power of their mouths bringing death into. And I'm not saying this is what happened. This is just my view, a thought process. And it's like, man. So,
Let's go back to the question.
Okay,
that I
come on.
I won't go back to that question. Because again, I see this happen a lot of times. Like, it's like we try to clean the fish before we catch them.
Right, come on.
We try to clean them. So my point is, too, like, what does holiness look like? How can you be holy if you're not whole?
Come on.
If you're not whole, how can you be holy?
And then anytime somebody comes into a place where they're really trying to get to know Christ, that flesh is going to fight. It does not want to let them go. Imagine the influence that this young lady has on the Christian arena, as well as her husband. You really think the devil want that to go? You really think he want that to play out? No. He coming at all angles, but we as Christians, instead of us seeing that spiritual fight and hearing her heart when she was talking about how she started to feel about us as Christians, as her sisters and brothers.
That's right.
Imagine, I mean, come on, where were we?
And look at this, too.
Why weren't we praying?
And look at this, too, y'all. Look at this.
What, I know some people were. I'm not talking about y'all.
And it's not just, now, we they're the topic, but to be honest with you, this is about a lot of Christian marriages.
We failed Christian people.
This is a lot of Christian marriages that we see. Because I see how a lot of people flock to people who have webs, these are podcasts that, that throw people's business out there, that
exposes people.
Oh, we're going to expose his mess. And it's like, and these are Christian people that do that. Like, wow, how do we call ourselves Christians and we call ourselves exposing somebody and we don't even send off a level of prayer? Because as Christians, what are we supposed to do? We are supposed to love. We are supposed to cover.
Come on now.
We are supposed to be strength.
Come on now.
And, you know what I'm saying?
For one another. Right.
So it's like, how can we as Christians restore brothers that are in need to be restored? Do we talk about them? Do we kick them to the curb? Do we say that? And I hope, to be honest with you, I'm not doing this or even talking about this because fame or nothing like that. It's just that I really want them to know that we're praying for them. That we're praying for them and whatever they're going through, we believe God for them. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I want to read this statement. Okay, Devin Johnson Sr. says, I don't think they were equally yoked. I believe she tried to do things his way instead of their way. You can't make everyone believe in your faith. Well, however, Devin, I like the fact that you said, I don't think that. Because we don't know if they were equally yoked. We weren't in their home. We weren't in those intimate moments in the conversations that he had when he told her things that was only intimate enough to tell his wife and vice versa. We don't know. So we can have our opinion about that, but until we know, which we're never going to know, I'm sure.
And that's why we...
That's not our business anyway.
And this is why we saying... We have this conversation.
Okay, hold on, babe.
I'm sorry.
He said, I believe she tried to do things his way. Why? I mean, and this is not to come against what you're saying, Devin, because everybody's entitled to their opinion. But for this platform, we letting people know we failed them because of comments like this, things that we don't know. We don't know if they are equally yoked. It's a scripture, a whole book in the Bible that talks about how God told one of these prophets to marry a prostitute because it was something he needed to happen within that man. He needed that man to see what it was like to be married to an unfaithful bride because he's married, as he says in the Bible, to the backslider.
And
as his bride, we're unfaithful.
Let's be honest here. Let's be honest. All of us, me, I'm
man.
I could tell on myself. Everybody has a process that they go through.
Everybody has a process.
When I say everybody has a process, and in that process, that process don't look like roses. Sometimes that process is you losing things.
Shedding.
That process is you going through some things that you may not be able to understand at this present time. But it's all a part of your story that God has written for you. It's all a part of your story. So if it's a part of your story, sometimes we come in people's lives while they're going through their process.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we go, he said he know her personally. We understand that. But again, we can't measure that level of
people know me and my husband personally, but they don't know what our intimate conversations are like. They don't know what our relationship is like behind closed doors. So it's like, even though you know somebody personally, there are still some intimate moments and some intimate conversations that no one else will ever know except for our spouses and God. So it's like, even though, I mean, and I understand that, Devin, and we're not taking anything from what you're saying. However, we have to remember that we don't know what the purpose for God doing, allowing what he allowed. But when we say we failed them, where was our prayer life when it came down to when we saw her hurting? How many of us took up arms? And this is not us coming together corporately and saying we need to pray for them, which that would be nice too. But how many people can honestly say when we saw certain things happening, because all these spiritual people say they saw in the spirit, all of this stuff. How many of us took the plank out of our own eye so that we could remove the speck out of their eye? So we can help, so we can pray for the brokenness, so the brokenness will not cause other ripple effects and stuff, because there is a spiritual war going on against even what my husband. Now, we're not even on a large scale. We are just doing what God is calling us to do. And I pray God that nothing ever happens where the battle gets so strong, because it can happen. Where the enemy attacks, so I'm talking on every side. The word of God says that attacked on every side. And all of a sudden there's we decided, you know, that this, I mean, we're human. I pray God that never happens, but we've never tried to portray that we're a perfect couple. But what we do want to do is be obedient to when the Holy Spirit gives us something to say it and help and possibly help somebody.
Okay, Devin, we're talking about Megan Good and Devon Franklin.
Uh-huh.
And how I believe us as their brothers and sisters in Christ, we fail them. Instead of us coming together to help pray for them.
Yeah.
And help understand their situation. I've seen so many posts, so many YouTube interviews, supposedly, that dogged them out. That really threw them under the bus.
Or not even that.
And just like what you said, I heard a whole sermon on how they were unequally yoked. And it was like,
And then it's like, it's a lot that goes into this. What happened in me and my husband marriage is nobody's business outside of what we do, what the Holy Spirit leads us to tell you. See, people don't overcome by the words of our moaning. People overcome by the words of our testimony. And just like when we first got married, we were talking about this. If I were to have gone to my sisters, my mom, or people who I really trusted to talk about some of the things we went through at the beginning of our marriage, they would be like, girl, and all the opinions of my loved ones would have clouded the judgment and the things that I had to go to God and only God alone in prayer about. And that's how he gave me certain things and certain formulas to now help other women. Because we went through some things at the beginning of our marriage. Lost a baby 2 months after me losing a job on the day before we got married. When we thought we was going in with two incomes, the day before we got married, we lose a big chunk of our income. Gone through things.
So what we're saying too is like the attack is on marriage.
The attack is on.
Because understanding that this is an institution that God has created. God created marriage for the purpose of reproduction and growing his land. So he created marriage, but the attack has been on marriage. And what better attack than to use a celebrity couple that proclaimed the faith of God and it didn't work out? So now you got a whole lot of people who are saying, wow, if that marriage didn't work out and they believed in God, then God doggone marriage is doomed. And that is not true. That is not true at all.
So at the end of the day, what we're trying to say is what their life is not our business. The business that we have, the business at hand on the table today is once we hurt their heart. We don't have to know what's going on in their marriage to know that divorce hurts. We don't have to know what's going on in their marriage and what they did or didn't do right. Like, we just, they was just the most perfect people. Once you're perfect, that's when God calls you home. They're still here.
When you say what type of work did they do, you talking about Megan and her husband? Or
that's not for us to really do. That's not our business.
Yeah, I don't know what type of work they do.
That's not,
just know that
that's
they,
not for us.
They are my brothers and sisters in Christ.
That's the angle we're coming from.
All I know back in, my wife don't mind me saying, but she was one of my celebrity crushes.
I don't mind you saying
she
that.
She was one of my celebrity crushes, but I mean, I still pray for her. But I mean, I got my wife now, but
amen.
God knows, I don't want nobody to go through a divorce situation and have to go through
that,
feeling
it,
like
it
everybody is against you, because it's already that going through that already is a painful enough situation. You know what I'm saying?
So while they're hurting, what are we doing? Are we talking about, and then the social media, yes, they are celebrity. People say, well, you just expect that. Well, you shouldn't expect it out of your brothers and sisters in Christ. You shouldn't expect it out of the church. And I know the church isn't perfect, but I'm talking about as an individual, search your heart.
Wow.
We should not expect that. We have to change the narrative. We've been doing it like this for so long. We know that church hurt is real. Some of us as Christians stopped going to church and was glad the pandemic came just to have an excuse not to go back.
That lady was like, oh, you gonna cover up, ain't you?
Yeah, and it's like, come on.
And I'm like, dang.
It's a way to do all of this.
Dang.
That was not that. And it's
you know
like,
what that sounded like, though? It sounded like she looked at her body and was like, I wish my body could be
you
like
know
that.
What? We're not going to do that. Oh, my goodness.
I'm just saying that's we what it sounded like. Because, but here's the thing,
though.
Because
you don't know. This is all.
Here's the thing. What were we before we got saved? We were sinners.
And that's why sinners don't want to get saved, because we so hard. We want them
we
as soon
God
as they decide
them.
To get Christ.
Yeah. Oh, you got to be holy. You better
wear
be
that
holy.
Dress down long now, and you got to do this and you got to do that. But God says, give me. Okay, that's not your business.
That's right, Candy.
I didn't send you here
business.
To the earth for you to do my job. My job is to clean them on the inside. That's not your job. Because obviously we don't know how to do it well without hurting those people and making them want to run back to where they came from, because they got more love in the streets than they got in the church.
I hope that they run into this video, because I want them to know at least there's two people.
I believe that there's more people.
I believe that there's more.
We have to change the narrative.
I've seen way more videos that was out there talking bad about them.
But we ain't even worried about that no more.
And it's like, wow.
That's not even our concern.
It's like, wow. And the thing is, like I said, somebody sent me the video to say, wow, look, like y'all do the same thing. So look what y'all are up against. And it's like,
we've been up against Satan.
Like, we up against this every time
we've
walk
been
in
up
the
against
street.
Satan.
Like, this is gonna happen.
Man, we talked about last week, our first episode. We were afraid to get on Facebook. And the main reason why it took us so long to be obedient to what we believe God called us to do was because we didn't want the scrutiny of everybody trying to say, well, they look happy, but you know, are they really? Sometimes we are happy. And but for the most part. But sometimes we go through our stuff too. But see, I'm not sad about that.
Yeah,
I'm glad we go through it, because that's when God teaches us how to handle it. Mm-hmm. That's when God shares with us the right ways and the things in the word, not opinions of other people. The secrets he shares in the word of God for us to not only make it through it, but conquer that thing. Now we can help somebody else with it.
Devin said, when people, and that's true. I mean, it's sad, but that's the wrong perception to have. He said, people feel because you pray online and express you love God that you are perfect.
They are perfect. Right.
That nobody is perfect.
That's not their fault that we idolize.
The Bible says that. We've all fallen short.
Right.
We've all fallen short.
And coming short.
Everybody. And everybody still probably to this day, even saved, still falls short. Still falling short. We are every day we get better. Every day we get better.
Yeah.
As we practice.
Yeah.
I don't care what you do, a profession or relationship, you're not gonna be in that relationship and be perfect.
And
you're
it
not
don't
be
make,
in a, it's not,
it don't make
not
you
gonna,
fake
that is
because
not,
you
possible.
Look, and it don't make you fake because you're not telling everybody all the arguments y'all having.
Yeah.
It's like, that's what we went through too. It's like, we had to say, well, we ain't trying to say we perfect. And it's like, why do we keep disclaimering that? Because we don't want people to think that just in case. Look, things are not always going to be perfect because we're not perfect people. I don't know how to be a wife. That's why I pray and ask God. You've heard me say it so many times. Lord, I don't know how to be a wife in this situation. Help me. I've never been a wife before. If I could read all the books in the world, and guess what? I still won't know how to be the perfect wife to Jesse Moore. And he will never know how to be the perfect husband to me, but we're perfect for each other, for what God purposed us to do.
I got a friend that told me, he said, man, the way I dealt with stuff was I used to have to put my hands on people. I will fight. That was from New York too. Mm-hmm. Said I will fight. Mm-hmm. Anybody say something to me, I'm fighting. I'm putting my hands on them. And this is how he knew how to deal with stuff, even when he got married, because he'd been through this so long.
Yeah.
That was his way to deal with stuff.
Yeah.
Put his hands on people.
Wow.
Put his hands. I'm gonna knock you out. Boom. This is what I'm gonna do.
Okay.
So saying that, even in an institution that's supposed to be where you're striving to be perfect, he still had his issues.
Right.
He wasn't a whole person. This is why I'm saying a lot of us throw holiness on people mm-hmm. who are really still trying to figure out how to be a person
mm-hmm.
for before they even understand how to be a person of God.
Right.
Or a person in
right.
the faith.
Right.
So we're still practicing and learning how to be, first of all, individuals who are taking dominion over what God has given us. So we're still learning this day by day. Morning yeah. by morning, yeah. new mercies. We're Come learning. On. This is a learning curve.
Do you know how scary it is to give to?
Yes.
I keep saying
become.
To. Do you know how scary it is to give your life to Christ and stop doing the? First of all, Megan Good is an amazing actress. Can you imagine her doing what she's doing for Christ?
That's right, Sheree.
Solely Sheree's doing right. it for Christ and Christ alone, but. Will she ever? I don't know. But I know one thing. We didn't give her a shot. We talking about the movie. But
That's
look
right,
at the
Sheree.
Movie she playing. I mean, come on. God has to do his work. We yeah. don't give people time for God to do his work. We want them to change immediately. And it's like, I know I still have things that I need to work on. However, I'm striving for the mark. I want to be right. I want to do better.
Devin said, my point is, if they didn't express prayer and showing that they were a loving couple, this breakup would not be a big deal. God can't save every marriage. Our story is already written for life.
Okay, God can save every marriage. However, he has given us as humans dominion and free will. So a lot of the things that we do sometimes out of hurt. We do sometimes out of misunderstandings, confusion. We do a lot of things out of our own experiences, seeing things the way we've seen it from past hurts and past. You know, we that's us. That's humans. So, yeah, you're right.
And understanding this, too, one thing God is.
Come on, love.
He is love.
I knew you was going to say love.
God is everything.
Yeah.
There's no, he is. He is marriage. He created the yeah. institution.
Yeah.
So every marriage, even if it's not two people who can work together, he can fix the marriage.
He can.
But what he does not do is he doesn't go against people who are not willing
he
to do it.
He doesn't go against our will.
He don't go against nobody's will. Even in salvation, he don't tell you you're going to have to be, well, you must be saved, but he's not going to throw it at you. He influences you.
It,
he gives you the choice.
Yeah.
You choose ye this day.
Yeah.
How you going to deal with stuff? How you going to handle stuff? You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times, we handle stuff through our own pain.
Yeah.
And when we handle it through our own pain, we leave God out of it.
And sometimes not even meaning to leave him out, but it's just like, uh-oh.
Teresa, holiness is a lifestyle that begins inside to the outside. Yes.
Begins inside.
It begins inside.
Right.
So we really have to, like I said, I was telling this to a guy, like there was a football player, y'all know, that walked off the field the other day playing this has happened for the first time in NFL history. Mm-hmm. Antonio Brown got upset for whatever reason
mm-hmm.
and made a big scene as he ran off of the field. Now the debate was, what was wrong with him leaving the job? I said, wait a minute. There's nothing wrong with him making the decision to leave the job. It's how he left it. He made everybody a part of him leaving the job. Mm-hmm. He made everybody a part of it. That's like in a relationship. If you break up in a relationship, everybody don't have to be involved in the breakup. Like, oh, like now what you start doing, oh, calling, oh, you know what this nigga did, or oh, such and such, a, he right. did. You, now you making everybody else a part of the relationship, which had nothing to do with nobody else. So again, we are coming up with our own level of thoughts from what is somebody's business. And our only job as people mm-hmm. is to really pray for them. Mm-hmm. And it's okay to disagree.
Yeah, that's what this platform is for, Devin, actually. This is for us to keep it real, and this is for us to be able to have our opportunity to express. Now,
yes,
you disagree, but the only thing we're asking is to get an understanding of where we're coming from. It's okay, like me and my husband, we disagree, but as long as we get an understanding.
Again, like we said, God does not go against anybody's will.
Yeah.
He can.
And he can and save everybody on the face of this earth if he wanted to.
How would that look if I'm sitting here influencing you to be with somebody, knowing you married, I'm influencing you to be with somebody, right? My job is to influence you. But you still, if you choose to be with the person that I'm influencing you to be with, now you allowing, you know, my influence to work in your decision. But the actual end of the day, the decision is still yours. So, and you have to put in the work for it to work. Because what he does is he gives you the tools. The same thing with a job. God is not going to go and do that job for you. He'll bless you with the job. But guess what? You got to go work and make that paycheck. It's the same thing.
Well, let me just say this on a whole nother note as well. God can save the whole world. He can save every marriage. God can do all things well. However, he is not going to go against our will. He's not going to do that. He's a loving father. He gives us an opportunity to make decisions on our own.
Thank you.
Good, bad, or ugly. And then he's still there the whole time we making the wrong decisions. He's still there to pick us up and to lift us up and to help us to get back on the right track. So he definitely can. The problem I think that we have now today is nobody believes that he can. So because we don't think he's all powerful and he can do it, we take matters into our own hands often. And I'm not talking about anyone in particular. I'm just saying that's what...
And what we do is we look at the failures and say, oh, if God...
Couldn't save that, then...
If God ain't going to save this, that's going to fail, then... And that's what we're trying to say, like, because we look at this stuff and saying that, okay, well, if God didn't fix this, then ain't enough, then there's no hope for us. And that's not true. That is not true. There becomes a point in everybody's life where they have a level of just confusion or a level of weakness or a level of just where they just don't understand.
So for
it happens to all of us. It happens to all of us. It happens to the best. It happened to me. And it's still happening. I'm still learning how to make the choices and make decisions and better mm-hmm. choices. That's why he gave us the power to choose. He gave us the authority and the dominion to choose.
He even gives us the answer to the test.
You choose your
life
destination.
Life and death is in you got life, you got this decision and this decision. Choose.
Elisa Davis said he will let us fall so that we can depend on him to pick us back up.
He's a heart fixer.
So we can depend on him.
If your heart never breaks, how can he fix it? And I'm not saying he lets your heart break. No, we do that. We have to start taking responsibility for what we do. We get in situations and we do certain things. So now, yes, he's a healer. People always say, well, how would you know if God was a healer if you never got sick? How would you know if God? No, he's a mind regulator. He's a heavy load sharer, a burden bearer. But what we want to do is, because as humans, we know everything. So we're going to do it our way. And he's not going to force us to do it his way. He's going to give us all the tools and all the information we need to do it that way. And like I said, we don't know what God's plan and his will for this situation is. All I know is as Christians, we've heard a lot of talk about this marriage and these two individuals who we know as our brothers and sisters in Christ because they have professed Jesus Christ. My thing is just this, though. instead of how we've been talking about them on social media. Well, if their marriage didn't last, see, they prayed together, they were staples in the Christian community, and they didn't make it. So that's making me feel that, you know, no. What we should be saying instead is, what can we do to make sure that Megan knows that her sisters and brothers in Christ got her back? We going to war with her and for her, for her brokenness, for his brokenness. I'm talking about Devon Franklin.
Yeah.
They are hurting. Divorce hurts. Nobody goes through a divorce and just be like, oh, I'm straight. No, it hurts. So let's go to war for the brokenness. Let's bind the enemy. Let's go come against the enemy. And people say, well, you know what? You know he gonna come after y'all. Now he been coming after us.
Wow.
He's been coming after some of us, some of you all, since the day you were born. Mm. He never stopped. Just because we refuse to see it don't mean that he has stopped coming.
Do y'all hear this? This woman is talking today.
Because it is. It's,
if y'all like what she's saying, give me some likes, some hearts, some shares, some whatever.
How y'all you listen.
If you're not going to tell you to type in the comment, the Lord is good.
if I'm going through, if my husband going through, I would love to know that there's people out there that didn't really know me that was warring for me and with me and interceding on my behalf.
That's right.
That's the part that the church has left out. We so busy yapping about it. Get on your knees about it.
And like I said, and I really agree with what my wife is saying. It's like, as believers, where do we go? Where do we go if we can't go?
Who do we go to?
Where do we go if we can't come to
our own
the fellowship where we're supposed to grow?
Right.
If we can't go there, then
where do we go?
Where do we go? And it's crazy because a lot of times when a lot of us go through things, we do look to fill those voids to help us to go through these things.
Right.
And some of us won't look to God. Some of us will look to those things that we tried, or that we getting delivered from.
We thought we were over that.
Mm-hmm.
But however, somehow, the enemy came along and you know, through that left.
Amen, Erica.
And here I go, like, oh my God, I didn't even know that was still in me. I didn't even know I still dealt with things in this way.
Hey, Lakeisha.
So because we don't know, I don't know what's going on behind the scenes in a lot of people's marriages. That's not my business.
It is not our business.
But if I hear the cry,
is to uplift them.
That's
when they are crying.
Everybody else is beating them. Put them rocks down.
Yes, yes.
Stop throwing rocks at people.
Stop.
Christians,
please, y'all.
Stop looking at people saying, "Oh, they not like you are."
I was surprised I didn't see it on the Facebook guru of the guy that spread all the mess. I'm surprised it wasn't on there. I probably missed that episode, but it's like, come on, y'all. We can't
change
do this, man.
The narrative. It is up to us.
Especially as let's even go just for black people, period.
Come on.
Black people, we go through enough of scrutiny. We go through enough of
Baby,
stuff.
It's not just a black thing.
I'm just saying because
I hear you.
I deal with people every day. You know, at work, I deal with people every day. And most of the very thing that us as black people go through, we feel like it's the white man that putting this out there, social mm-hmm. media, mm-hmm. And making this and making us look the way we know not we're not supposed to look. The white man putting us on the news. The white man putting us out there like that. I actually hear this. The people believe this in their head. Like it ain't us. It's the white people. And it's like, are they not putting out the things that we're giving them to put out? Are they not putting it? You know what I'm saying? We giving them something to post. We giving them something to write about. But my thing is, because we already watched, we're watched because of what I believe, because of the call that's on us. There's a great call and there's a great gifting and there's a great talent and there's a great calling on a lot of us as black individuals. So because of that alone, there's going to be an attack, because guess what? Because if you were really to surrender like we was really supposed to, do you know the people that we will be able to influence? Do you understand the lives and the legacies that we will really be able to live? So what it is, it's the attack against the influence. It's the attack against the knowledge that's coming from the people that God set aside.
And they were great at, they are great influences at what they do. But who's
that's
to
right.
say they're
he will
great,
fight your battle.
But who's to say they're great at fighting against the stuff that they may have come up against? That may be now, after going through, God says, okay, now, that was the boot camp. I'm going to take you through some. God allows us to go through things. Before we go through battle, God will take us through boot camp. He'll take us. I could not, my husband and I could not be on this podcast being transparent about the some of the foolishness we endured together in this marriage.
I don't mind being transparent.
And before this marriage.
It helped me. My transparency is me coming out of it. Not me still going through it. Yeah, I've learned wow.
People overcome by the words of your testimony. So they're going to have an amazing testimony.
Thank you, Devin.
They're going to have an amazing testimony.
That's what we're talking about, man. It's just that uplifting to everybody. And if you in the Atlanta area, man, Devin is an awesome trainer. If y'all need somebody.
That's Devin.
Yeah, that's Devin.
Hey, Devin, I didn't even know that was
you. Yeah, we ain't seen Devin in a while. That's why. Devin will get your body right, y'all.
Keisha, you better say it. She says, get to your closet.
Yeah, that's what Alisa Davis said too.
Hold up. I got to read it like she's saying it. Get to your closet, your war room. God will always meet you there. She said, get there.
Get there.
Get there.
In a hurry.
She's not asking. She's telling us, get there.
Wow. Wow.
Keisha, if you ever knew something was going on in my marriage, pray for me. Get to your closet. Because things will occur. Nobody knows how to fight. Nobody knows how to fight the devil perfectly. Because he's coming for God's people.
Yes, yes. He's coming, man.
He don't care how high up you get. He'll try to knock. But see, when God sets you up, nobody can knock you off. See, the thing is, he thought, just like when he thought in the Passion of the Christ, that Jesus was, he won. And Jesus finally was where wanted him to be. He didn't even know. We don't know. See, while we're thinking that this situation with Devon Franklin and Megan Good is a certain thing, and the devil might be over there laughing, saying, ha, 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 I did it. You don't know. You still lost.
Yeah.
You did not win.
I just want us to really just understand what this discipleship thing is, man, and just understanding that this is practice for us. This is practice.
Tony Bird, what's up, fella?
My bro, Tony Bird, love you, bro. You know, it's about winning souls, man. And we got to consistently do this. And like I said, I hope I'm not doing this so that they can pick this podcast out of every podcast that they probably even heard or saw. But my point is that I just want to change the narrative on how we're helping them and how we're, you know what I'm saying? I want to change the narrative because, again, they are a part of us. They are a part of us. They represent us.
Yeah.
And we all represent God.
That's right. This is a kingdom thing.
Yeah, this is kingdom.
This is a kingdom thing.
God.
And we are one body. So if that part
becomes hard, that's right.
We one body. If they the elbow and the elbow hurt, if you hit that funny bone you want to, that thing gonna put you down. If you hit that pinky toe, we are all one body.
Yes.
So if I'm the hand, I'm grabbing that pinky toe. I'm trying to get some help for it. We need to do that. We need to get back to where we were when Grandmama and them used to, like he said, with the testimony service. They'll tell what they just went through, and everybody will dance and rally around them and try to help them back to the place where they need to be. So they'll know, yeah, God is real. He came through, not with cars and houses, and he can do that too. But we're talking about getting down with the get down to the nitty gritty, back the way it was. When your brother and sister's hurting, let's bear one another's burdens.
It's like now as Christians in the body of Christ, I just don't want to be keep giving up blessings. I want us to give out more prayers because the prayers of the righteous availeth much. So I want us to give out more prayers than try to give out blessings and prophesy
we
cars and prophesy houses.
Just to make it
today. Yeah,
we need to pray,
man.
And that's not mine.
We got to pray, man. We got
to
pray.
We have to pray. That's the weapon.
That's right.
But of course, you know, Kim the world Scott. Try to make that weapon seem very slim, and that's stupid. No, the prayer is the weapon. You don't use it if you don't want to. You might not want to win. But for me, I'm using my weapons. Megan, honey, listen. Devon, listen.
We got y'all.
We are praying.
Yeah, we covering
y'all
in prayer,
man.
We going to war.
Because we desire, if anything were to happen to us, that we had some people out there to go to war for us as well.
For real.
This thing is for serious.
That's right.
This thing is for serious,
babe. I believe in God so much where I believe even if those divorce papers are filed, that they don't go through. That they trust God.
I pray brokenness be healed.
I pray healing.
I pray all broken hearts be mended.
For real.
And I pray that whatever God's purpose is, there's still hope for that purpose. A lot of people got helped.
One thing, man, and we got to go.
So we got to help them now.
Our time is being spent for our sprint.
It's gone, babe. The time gone.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Like, I was, my boy Donald Francis, he got a podcast, It's Life Podcast.
Right.
And we were talking last week about getting information.
Mm-hmm.
And the information is as good as much as you execute it.
Yeah. You got to use it.
You got to use it. So a lot of us get the information, mm-hmm. but we don't execute it.
Yeah.
We just have if information that's just sitting there is just information. It don't mean nothing if you're not doing nothing with the information you got. So what I'm saying is we got to really, really change the narrative.
Yeah.
We got to really, really change what we do as people.
Yeah.
As people, not just not just people in Christ, but just people alone.
Period.
I mean, we again, God has given us dominion to rule
the authority.
Over
come on, y'all.
His land until he comes back. Until he comes back.
That's so what
until
he told us. Back,
until he comes back,
let's take authority.
Let's
babe.
Take authority, y'all. Let's take authority and come
it's
against.
Time to take some things back
and come against these marriages that the enemy is attacking. These relationships that the enemy
singleness,
is attacking,
which
the,
is a beautiful the, thing.
And his
I
two,
wish I'd have known.
And
his end,
two, like, y'all got to really understand this. This is why I really respected their honesty, because some people stay in situations knowing that they need to heal.
Right.
Knowing that they need to heal and cause the situation more damage.
They don't want people to see that they didn't make it. You don't know what creeped in. Shame, guilt, all kind of stuff probably creeped in that thing. So we have to take those rocks of shame and guilt and all that stuff and say, y'all didn't fail us. Y'all did not fail Christ. God has a plan. He says, and it's a good one. Read about it if you don't know about it. He says, I have a plan for you. And it's a good one. Nothing God do is bad.
What?
Come on. So... This,
I tried it. I'm a living witness. I've tried it my way plenty of times.
I did too.
I tried it my way plenty of times. When I say my life was me trying, that's what my life was. Me learning.
Trying to figure it out.
How to figure it out.
Yeah.
Half of my life was wasted trying to figure it out.
And we
but
have
all
to
I had to do was let God do it. And
we
how I did it was I had really,
to figure it out.
I had to get by myself and I had to really just say, you know what? Okay. Because that's when God speaks to us, in those quiet places.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes we can't get boggled down with all the busyness and all and the kids. We got to do this.
Everybody.
So we get busy and not understanding that. And it's in those quiet places that God can really, really talk to us and tell us what we need to know about ourselves.
Yeah, come on.
What we need to know about ourselves. Because if we don't know nothing about ourselves, how are we going to give it to somebody else?
That's right.
How?
Listen, like I said, listen.
Donald Francis, what's up, bro?
Hey, what's up?
We were just talking about you, man. We were just talking about him.
It's Life Podcast.
It's Life Podcast,
y'all. Check it out. But listen, like I was saying, Devon Franklin and Megan Good did not fail us. Their marriage and what happened with them did not fail us.
Yes, it didn't fail us.
We failed them.
We failed them.
Because we should have undergirded them. We should have let the world know, because it's more people in the world that had positive things and more love about them than people that was in the church had.
Love you too, bro.
So look, it's our time.
But this is, I'm going to say this and we got to go.
Oh.
This is what we do when we love them. Because guess what? God is love. So when we love them, what do? We give them God.
Come on. Come on.
So we got to love on them. We
got to
love them in spite of.
And they don't want to show the real truth about what's going on.
We got to love in spite of.
Because we have forgotten to give them love.
Thank you, y'all. Listen, y'all.
It's time.
We thank you.
Time to make a change.
Yes, yes. We thank y'all.
We are the people.
We thank y'all for chiming in with us tonight, y'all. First of all, we want to give a special shout out to Keisha. Man, we thank you for blessing the ministry. She has been a blessing to the ministry.
Yes.
And we thank you. If anybody want to be a blessing to the ministry, y'all, the Cash App is Shift Movement, $ Shift Movement.
Yeah.
We don't do this for money. We don't. We do this because God called us to do it, and we're sorry. But a lot of people really wants to bless us. So they be telling us to leave the Cash App on the.
So at the end of the day,
look.
Let's not go another moment
Yes.
Without sending up a word of prayer to God and interceding on behalf of not only their marriage, but marriages that you know of that may be going through some turmoil.
Yes.
We have to snatch some more stuff out of Satan's hand, because he's not going to keep trying to get the victory. And we sitting back allowing it.
That's right.
Now, Jesse said he wasn't going to have you put stuff in the comments. But listen, this is what my desire is. If you're going to commit to it, just put some praying hands in the chat. Put praying hands in there so that there will be not only
so
Jesse
we can touch and agree. So we can touch
you,
and agree.
I couldn't figure out what to
so
say
we can
about
touch
it.
And agree. We're going to pray for them.
Yes.
So we're going to ask y'all to just put some praying hands. We're going to touch and agree.
We're going to touch and agree.
We're going to pray for them. We're going to pray for all marriages.
Right.
Even pastors that marriages didn't work out, that cheated and stuff like that. We're not going to talk about them, y'all.
We're
going to lift them up no matter what.
That's right.
We're going to lift them up no
while
matter
they
what.
While
they go through their process, man. We're
going to
allow
gonna
God.
Because they're going to be able to help somebody.
Trust me, God has a plan. And just it may not be what we look at, because our understanding and our ways are not his
That's
ways.
That's why we can't walk by
so,
sight.
Yeah, So listen, y'all, listen, if you're in the Houston area on February the 19th, we are celebrating 1 year, 1 year of doing this podcast. So we're having a gala, a love gala in the Houston area,
That's
y'all.
That's right.
February the
19th. That's right, Mia.
10711 Dulcimer Street. Y'all come out, man. We got a live band. We got a comedian. And
it's called the Shift Love.
We got a male
Ball.
Panel. We got a male panel where women are going to be asking questions to the men. And we actually going to be
we're
going to be actually doing it in Atlanta as well. So we'll get y'all the dates with that too. But listen, y'all come
thank
on.
Thank you, Keisha.
We're doing
God
some big
bless.
Things. Keisha,
right.
We thank you. So listen, y'all.
Hold on, babe. You didn't. Okay. So if you want to get tickets to the Love Ball, you can get them from Eventbrite. The tickets are two people per ticket. You got to be a couple. You can't come as a single, y'all. This is for couples. So it's $50 per ticket. That includes two people, a couple. For $50. Shift Love Ball. Eventbrite.
Food and
purchase
entertainment.
Ticket.
Listen, these tickets are going up.
And we're going to have some real talk.
I wanted to take my wife to the Frankie Beverly concert. That thing, $500.
Frankie Beverly.
Okay. I got to pull them up on YouTube.
Okay. But yeah, definitely.
So listen, y'all. Lord, we thank you. God, we bless you. God, we adore you. God, we honor you. God, we come and be. Touch and agree right now,
thank
God,
you,
for these marriages, God, that you ordained, God.
Thank
and we
you,
just
Lord.
Asking you, God, to just come in the midst, God. Bless them, God. Bless our sister Megan and our brother, her husband, God.
Yes,
God, we
Lord.
Believe in that you're going to work it out, God.
Thank you,
oh, God. We know, God, that our
it's
that
already
the race
done
is not given to the
Jesus.
Swift nor to the strong, God, but to he that
thank
endure
you,
to the end,
the
God.
So
while they're
the
going through, God,
Jesus
we just ask you
touch.
To strengthen them, God.
Like
continue to build them up, God.
Lord, God.
Continue to strengthen them, God.
Them
oh, God,
minds,
even
Father,
every marriage that has went through something, God. Oh, God, we're showing them the way to you, God. And, God, we know that you are the way, the truth, and the light, God. And we just know that all things come through you, God. And God, we just asking you right now to bless, God, order their steps, God. Oh, order their steps, God, because we know that every steps of a good man are ordered by you, God. So order their steps, God. Arrest their hearts right now, God. Oh, God, touch their minds, God. Oh, God, right now, bless them right now in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, have your way in their life, God. Oh, God, even
against the enemy right now,
yes, we come against them right now, God.
We come against the enemy
yes, God. We come against them right now. Right now, in the name of Jesus,
let alone their marriages, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come against everyone who has said anything against them, Lord God.
Yes,
death
God.
And life is in the power of the tongue, Lord God. So we right now loose power of healing, Lord God.
Yes, God.
We right now loose power of restoration, Lord God. Restore it back to you, Father God. Restore it back to one another, Lord God. We come together right now, Lord God, and asking you for your help. Not just with their marriage, Lord God, but help us not to fail our brothers and sisters. Those who are doing well right now, we pray, God, bless their marriages yes. to continue to do well. And those who may not be doing so well, Lord God, you do what you have to do in their hearts. Do what you have to do in their minds. You are the soul restorer. You say you're the restorer of our soul. Do what you have to do in our souls. Lord God, break soul ties in the name of Jesus,
yes,
Lord God. Do what only you can, Lord God. Show yourself mighty. Show yourself strong. Show yourself true, Lord God. and do it so that we will be able to help someone else, and it will be a trickle-down effect where each one will reach one with the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that you are still God, that you are still strong, you are still mighty, and you can do all things. Bless, Lord God, right now over these airwaves, everyone, Father, everyone that hears, bless their households, their children, Lord God. Snatch their children back from the hands of the enemy. Lord God, right now in Jesus' name, take the family back, Lord God, by using us,
yes, God,
your children, to do so. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen.
Amen. We love y'all. Yes, he can restore. Yes, he can. We love y'all. Yes, he can. We love y'all, man. We just, man, thank you guys. So remember, y'all, shift. Real talk Tuesday.
Free to be she.
Signing out.
Unapologetically. It's your girl, Lady Free. This Pastor Jay.
Let's
get it. Until next Tuesday.
Thanks for watching.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.